If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more. If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'uzu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the day of judgment, the terrifying accountability, people drowning in their own sweat, everybody in difficulty, not knowing what's going to happen to them. And then there will be those blessed people who will be with the pious servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, the walis of Allah Azza wa Jal, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. How happy will they be that they're with such pious people, so they will be saved from the difficulties of the Day of Judgment. Then there are those who will have the honor and the privilege of being with the prophets and the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal. Truly a very beautiful place to be on a very difficult day. And then even greater status than those people who are with the Prophet will be the ones who are near the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even on this difficult day, they will be in bliss and they will be in happiness. Why? Because they are with the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are close to Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With this in mind, listen to this beautiful hadith mubarakah, because we can make this happen. Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said that the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who decided through the park upon me in abundance in this world. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remembering the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal has wonderful rewards. Appreciating the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal that surround us from head to toe actually instills in your heart gratefulness. As this Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala says, frequently mentioning the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal is a way of being thankful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, gratitude in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is a very, very important factor. And it stems from a heart which is patient. It stems from happiness. It stems from hard work in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yet, it is an art that needs to be learnt, an art practiced by few. We all enjoy the blessings and the gifts and the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal, the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, but very few of us appreciate that this is from Allah Azza wa Jal. In our mind, the shaitan deceives us in the whispers and the satanic misleading makes us think that this has arrived, this gift, this bounty is there because of my knowledge and my skill and my acumen. It isn't. And what is gratefulness? Really, it's appreciating that this gift is from Allah Azza wa Jal. And accepting it is a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. Does Allah Azza wa Jal need our thanks? No. Who needs this gratefulness? The glorious Quran tells us, Surah 31, Ayah 12. Be grateful to Allah, for whoso is grateful for the good of his own self, his own soul. Allahu Akbar. So let's take a moment to ponder upon that. If you are grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, you are actually doing it for yourself. You increase your own peace and tranquility. You deactivate many of the negative emotions of the nafs. You get rid of low esteem and you get rid of jealousy and greed and hatred and stress and laziness and arrogance, because you attribute this bounty to the Creator Supreme. You thank Allah Azza wa Jal for this. And when you thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the bounty He has given you, not only does it take the negative thoughts away from your mind and your soul, but also Allah Azza wa Jal blesses you with positivity and more blessings, subhanAllah. Gratitude in this way is all about thinking. It's all about an attitude, a mental attitude that helps for you to go through life and live it to its maximum by thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, having gratitude, having this power to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal whenever you're gifted and to be grateful in His court. Today, there are millions of people who have the bounties and the ni'mats and the blessing and the sustenance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yet they ignore the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are disobedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't appreciate the gifts of Allah Azza wa Jal. They do not appreciate that these blessings weren't deserved by them, but they were truly the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yet the Creator is so compassionate, so merciful, so Rahman, so Rahim, that He continues to bless them. So you can imagine that the one who turns to Allah Azza wa Jal and thanks Him will get more. Gratitude, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, is a Madni mindset, is an attitude, is a lifestyle, is a choice that we all make. And every single day, from the moment we get up to the moment we go to sleep, if we spend our life being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, truly that is the sign of a successful person. Gratitude, when it comes to somebody who doesn't believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, is when he's thanking his lucky stars or he's thanking other things. But for a believer, it's constantly thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. And that thanking Allah Azza wa Jal is not only with the tongue, it's with the heart, with the mind, with the soul, with the physical body when it comes to prayer time, with the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal moist on his tongue, constantly repeating, with the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the fear that I don't want to do anything which displeases my Lord. This is the sign of a true, true believer. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, a very eye-opening hadith in Mubarakah, he narrates that the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that four things, whoever is given, is truly given the best of the world and the hereafter. So whoever possesses these four qualities is truly blessed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first, a grateful heart. The second, a tongue moist with the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. The third, a body that is patient when in calamity. And fourth, a good wife who protects his wealth and his honor. Whoever has these four is truly blessed in this world. A grateful heart in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is really something special, because this person constantly doesn't look up to other people and what they have, but constantly thanks Allah Azza wa Jal for what he has been blessed with. Keeps his tongue rolling in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, even at work, even during the day, even at night. And then when a difficulty and a test comes from Allah Azza wa Jal, instead of shouting and screaming, and instead of complaining, he is patient. He teaches us the famous couplet, ke sabr kare te heere milsan chup rahe to moti, te paglon vangu rula paase na heere na moti. What we do is, when calamity hits us, we scream and we shout and we don't show patience. And what the author of this beautiful couplet says is that actually in patience and in gratitude, with pearls and corals and diamonds and rubies and all these luxuries, but by shouting and screaming and complaining like a madman, you weren't going to achieve anything. If we're grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessings He's given us, then when calamity comes to us, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for it as well. Why? Because all these blessings came from Allah Azza wa Jal. We took them, embraced them. Now that Allah Azza wa Jal has sent a difficulty to test us, why should we complain? And this is somebody who is patient in difficulties. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam saw a parrot and started to wonder about his creation and the purpose for its creation. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave the parrot the ability to speak. And it humbly said in the court of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam that you have been granted great blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. In comparison, my blessings are very small and yet I continually thank Allah Azza wa Jal for these. Subhanallah. Sometimes we overlook the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, the mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have everything that life has to offer, and yet our mind and the tricks of the shaitan deceive us, and we pretend that we've got nothing. We have all that life has to offer, and yet we think about those very few things that we don't have. We think about those difficulties and we mar the rest of our life. We live in beautiful palaces and yet we cry as if it's a dilapidated castle. We have beautiful orchards and gardens in front of us full of pearls and corals and ni'mats and blessings. And yet all we see when we look, because of the narrow-mindedness, is the thorns, not the flowers. All we see is the dirty soil, not the greenery. And that is unfortunate. Life is truly a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we are truly blessed. Yet, what we do is become ungrateful for this. Acknowledging the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal is the start of the journey of being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sit down, contemplate, thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, when I woke up this morning, many people didn't wake up from their sleep. Dira shukr. I was able to get out of my bed. I was able to walk to my bathroom. I was able to freshen up, do wuzu. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, dira shukr. I was able to see myself. I had light. I had warm water. I had soft carpets. You gave me the ability to prostrate in your court. Rather than me being proud of the fact that I read Fajr, I should actually be grateful that Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen me from all these people and blessed me with prostrating in His court. Out of billions, who am I? Not worthy, but Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed me. And this is the Madani mindset that we need to build. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, this is the Madani mindset that Amir al-Sunnah, through Dawat Islami, tries to instill in us, that in every condition, thank Allah Azza wa Jal for His ni'mats. Being grateful is basically acknowledging the gift and the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, and acknowledging something a bit further than that. Acknowledging that this blessing, this gift, this beautiful house, this warm water, this nice carpet, this nice car, my family, my children, everything around me, my good job, hasn't come because of my skill, my intellect, my acumen, nothing. This is nothing to do with me. There are people in the world who are cleverer than me, better looking than me, broader than me, more powerful than me, and yet they don't have these. This is truly a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam says, undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal will gather His servants on the Day of Judgment and hold them accountable for the blessings He has given them in this world. Allahu Akbar. Everything you have, we will be held accountable for. Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala then cried and said, that I hope when a servant appears in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Creator will not be angry with this servant. Allahu Akbar. You know, on the Day of Judgment, we will be held accountable for all the halal things that Allah Azza wa Jal has given, and we will be punished for all the haram that we did. Let me give you an example. Say Allah Azza wa Jal has given you a nice house, a good family, given you a television, given you a soft carpet, a warm bed and everything else. You stay up at night, you watch TV and you watch the wrong things and you watch the filth and everything else. And then you go to sleep at 2-3 o'clock in the morning and you sleep through Fajr. These blessings on the Day of Judgment will take away your good deeds, because you have misused and abused these blessings. But on the flip side of that coin, if you've got these blessings and you're watching Madani Channel, you're watching Bayans of Sunni Ulama, you're listening to Nati Parks, you're listening to the recitation of the glorious Quran, you're looking at the glorious Kaaba, you're looking at the beautiful Madinatul Munawwara, you go to bed with these dreams, setting your alarm for Fajr. You get up in the morning, you walk on your soft carpet, you go to your nice warm bathroom, you use the warm water, you do wuzu, you put on your nice warm clothes, you put on your jacket, you get in your nice car, you drive to the masjid and you pray salat. And when Allahu Akbar, the imam says Allahu Akbar in the first rakat, you are there behind the imam purely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then on that day, you have thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for all these blessings in its true sense. Subhanallah. Hazrat Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala quoted that Hazrat Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam said, if every hair on my body has two tongues and each continually thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for its blessings, you would not be able to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abu Bakr bin Abdullah Mazhani radiallahu ta'ala says that when calamity befalls a man, he prays to Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal relieves him of his difficulty. Now this is something that we've all experienced in our life. You know, when a difficult time comes, we immediately turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. But those who don't read their salah regularly become regular because calamity has befallen them. And the most merciful of the merciful, Arham Ar-Rahimeen, he takes him out of the calamity and brings ease. Then the shaitan comes to this person and tries to prevent him from being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he says to him that this situation was quite easy. It was simple, implying that it wasn't a big matter and you don't need to be grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the true servant of Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't fall into this trap. The great Shaykh writes this. He says, but then the true servant of Allah Azza wa Jal says, no, actually, this was a great calamity. It was a difficulty and I was stuck in it. But Allah Azza wa Jal diverted this calamity from me. Subhanallah, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal knows no bounds. And when you do this, you remain grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You remain patient and steadfast in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because the shaitan was the one who was ungrateful. And so he wants you to become ungrateful as well. This is the key to it. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala says, you can secure the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal by being grateful. You know, sometimes you sit there and you think, Ya Allah, tera shukr, I've got all of these things. If sincerely with your heart every day, you thank Allah Azza wa Jal for everything in your home, your children, their health, your parents, your house, your property, your business, your wealth, your car, everything. If you truly appreciate these blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal, continually thank Allah Azza wa Jal. And the way to do that is to protect your salah. The way to do that is to make sure that you don't do anything that is the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. To stay away from sin, to stay away from the wrong thing, to stay away from all those things that displease Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, true gratitude in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is being thankful in the proper sense. It's having the thankful heart, having the thankful mindset and training yourself constantly. It doesn't come naturally. Because if it did, everybody would be thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. No, it's constantly reminding yourself that I need to thank my Creator. I need to have a thankful heart. I have a thankful heart by developing a thankful heart, by working on it, by working on my mindset, so that when everything is going for me, I'm thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal. By constantly thinking about the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, by constantly pondering over the wealth, the health, the status, the intellectual ability, the life that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted you, you are constantly thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. The shaitan's primary mission is to make you forget about the good things, all the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. His main mission in life is to make you ungrateful, to debate with you, to say this is your intellect, to make you think that this is my skill that has done this, this is my hard work and this is my manner that has produced these results. That is what the shaitan is there for. He's going to try and do that. But the true believer says, no, who am I? What is my status? What is my skill and what is my intellect? I know what my intellect is and it's next to nothing. And this is all the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the opposite of shukr, gratefulness, is actually ungratefulness and disbelief. In this tragic state of mind, what man does is attributes all the good to himself. When something goes wrong, he then runs around and says, I don't know what I've done wrong. Why am I getting this bad luck? And what he hasn't done is when he was in the good days, he wasn't thanking Allah Azza wa Jal and therefore securing his blessings and his bounties and the mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal. And more importantly, when he runs around and he says, why have I lost in my business? Why have my children gone astray? Why have I got problems with my marital life? Why have I got problems with this? Why have I got problems with that? He asks, Amir al-Sunnah Damuz Barakatul Aliyah says, that how dare you? How dare you? You haven't prayed Fajr, but you're asking, what have I done wrong? You haven't prayed Zohar, but you're asking where the problem is. You haven't prayed Asr, and you're pondering over what went wrong. You didn't make the intizam for Maghrib, and yet you're thinking where this calamity has come from. And at Isha time, you went to bed, and you were thinking, why has this hit you so hard? It is all the doings of your own hands. Why? Because you were ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal isn't just saying it with the tongue. Yes, I'm grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Allah, tera shukr. No. You need to say it with the heart. And if you truly say it with the heart, and you truly believe it, and you truly accept it, then why would you miss your salah? Why would you miss the chance to prostrate in the court of the Creator, who not only gave you a healthy body, but gave you all the blessings and ni'mats around you? If you went to the kingdom of a king, say you went to a country, and in that country, the king said, you had nothing, you were destitute, your children were on the street starving. And that king said to you, come on, I'll give you a house. I'll give you a house, I'll give you a job, I'll give you a lifestyle, I'll give you everything. You can feed your children, send them to school and do everything. Would you ever disobey that king? No. You would spend your life being obedient to that king because he's taken you from nowhere and put you in a position. And yet when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal, we do exactly that. Allah Azza wa Jal is the King of Kings. He is the one who blesses everybody with these ni'mats and these blessings. Yet what do? We ignore his rights. Say that king that had done you all those favors asked you to do something. 5 times a day, only takes a few minutes. You would say, Badshah Salamat, I'm at your service 24 hours a day. I was nobody, I was nothing. You gave me everything. 24 hours a day. And the king said to you, I don't need you for 24 hours. I just need you for 5 or 10 minutes, 5 times during the day. What do I need to do? All you need to do is wash your face, wash your arms, do massage your head, wash your feet, and prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You would, to obey the king, you would prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessings that he's given us. Not to please anybody in the world. Not to please the worldly kings who help you. Not to please the worldly people who help you. But if you turn to the true creator, Allah Azza wa Jal, and prostrate in his court out of gratitude for all the blessings he has given you, then you've truly thanked Allah Azza wa Jal. Surely the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal knows no bounds. Now the true worshipper, the one who's sincerely wants to be thankful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, won't spend time looking at the wrong thing on his phone, won't spend time looking at filth on the TV. He will spend time reading the Quran because this gains the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. He will spend his life in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he'll thank Allah Azza wa Jal through his actions. And the more he thanks Allah Azza wa Jal, the more the Creator becomes pleased with him. Surah Zumar, verse 7. If you are grateful, he is pleased with you. SubhanAllah. The more you thank Allah Azza wa Jal with your heart and with your actions, the more Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with you. And another beautiful hadith of Mubarakah in Sahih Muslim Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with his servant if, when he eats something, he thanks Allah Azza wa Jal for it. When he drinks something, he thanks Allah Azza wa Jal for it. Every single action that you have, you should thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Even when you go to the bathroom, a lot of people have ailments. They can't go to the bathroom. They have tubes and all sorts. This is a very great bounty and a favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. Before you go in, recite the dua for going in. After you've relieved yourself and you come out, recite the dua for relieving you of that great difficulty and calamity. This is true gratitude. Wherever you go, when you step out of the house, thank Allah Azza wa Jal. When you come back home, thank Allah Azza wa Jal. When you sit down to eat food, thank Allah Azza wa Jal. When you go to sleep, thank Allah Azza wa Jal. When you wake up in the morning, thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever, what you do, thank Allah Azza wa Jal for everything. Because truly, gratitude is the purpose of creation. Somebody asked a wise man once, why has Allah Azza wa Jal created people in so many different situations? You've got some who are dark-skinned, some who are light-skinned, some who are poor, some who are rich, some who are youthful, some who are healthy, some are unhealthy, some are disabled, some are in other difficulties, some are in misery, some are in pain, some are in hospitals. Why all these situations? And the pious man of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, the friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, was very, very wise, as they always are. And he said, the reason for this is that Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to see who, in what condition, is grateful to me. Is the one I've made rich grateful to me, or is the one I've made poor grateful to me? Is the one who is healthy grateful to me, or is the one unhealthy grateful to me? Is the one who has every luxury of life grateful to me, or is the one who lives in a hut, has not much, doesn't know where the next meal is coming from, but still he's prostrating in my court 5 times a day. And yet the one I've given every luxury of life, settled in this Western world and given him a nice house and a nice car and wife and children and everything else, and he thinks he's too proud to prostrate in my court. Allahu Akbar. It's who is grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the true test. Sometimes we're grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, but when a calamity and a difficulty comes, then, you know, I usually pray, but I'm going through a tough time at the moment. I usually pray, but my kid's ill at the moment. This was the time. This was the test. This was the patience. Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy, special mercies, special blessings, are those who remain grateful at the time of difficulty and calamity. SubhanAllah. These people, they live their life in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are subconsciously grateful for everything. They're constantly remembering the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal and humbling themselves in His court. Their constant appreciation of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal lead to the descent of more blessings, more barakah, and more mercies upon them. And they're in this beautiful cycle. They thank Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal blesses them more. Allah Azza wa Jal blesses them more, they thank Allah Azza wa Jal more. They thank Allah Azza wa Jal more, and Allah Azza wa Jal blesses them more. And what a beautiful cycle they are in. And in this beautiful cycle, one day they'll die. They will leave this world. And when they leave this world, they are the ones who are given the glad tidings of a beautiful death, a magnificent grave, and respect and honor on the day of judgment. Expressing your gratitude in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is truly, truly a great opportunity. It is truly a great mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. This in itself, if you think about it on a higher level, on a spiritual level, is actually a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal gives these bounties and these blessings and the worldly luxuries to everybody. A lot of people have these. But those who are truly blessed are the ones who are also granted from Allah Azza wa Jal the ability, the understanding, the mindset and the heart to be grateful in His court. So next time you look around yourself, rather than complaining about the things you don't have, rather than being upset about the few things that Allah Azza wa Jal is testing you with, rather than complaining over the calamities, why don't you first thank Allah Azza wa Jal for all His blessings? And if you wanted to count them, you could never count them. So by the time you finish thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for those blessings that you can contemplate, you won't have time to complain about the few problems that you have. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to be grateful in His court and to thank Him for our blessings. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi says, it is wajib to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for His blessings. So we need to be grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to spend our life in humbleness and gratefulness, in sincerity to Him, and to constantly prostrate in His court. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more. if you're grateful to Allah, He will give.